This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Medics have to rush to Post Malone's side after he fell on stage in St. Louis. Malone, 27, was walking down a ramp when he stepped into a hole intended to lower his guitar, and the hole wasn't covered. He hit the floor in a fast, violent motion. He returned to the stage 5 minutes later and apologized to the audience. We hope the rock star gets better now. Rihanna and ASAP Rocky hit an LA studio, adding more fuel to the rumor that she's gonna drop that new album. She's been seen at the LA studio several times recently, so that's a good sign. Meanwhile, ASAP Rocky is mounting an aggressive defense to felony weapons charges for allegedly shooting ASAP Rally. Hope they sort that out ASAP. Kanye West is supposedly dating Candace Swainpole, but we hear it's a relationship of convenience in order to sell sunglasses. Candace is the face of Yeezy Gap sunglasses, and the pair partied together at a New York Fashion Week event along with Chris Rock. Swainpole was also the face of Kim Kardashian's new Skims campaign. Coincidence? No. Only Murders in the Building actress Cara Delevingne's friends are desperate for her to go to rehab. Yeah. The actress and supermodel's pals are worried she's struggling with mental health and substance abuse issues. Most recently, she looked disheveled and exhibited erratic behavior while at the Van Nuys airport. But to be fair, that's everyone in Van Nuys. Emmy Award winner Jennifer Coolidge ended up in the hospital after tanning for her role in The White Lotus. The actress said, quote, "I didn't want to look like a big white marshmallow on the beach in Hawaii, so I got this spray tan. Turns out I was allergic to it, and by the time I got off the plane, I had to go straight to the emergency room." Unquote. Well, I guess it's back to being a big white marshmallow. 86-year-old director and accused pedophile Woody Allen, who has directed 49 films and won 4 Academy Awards, is set to take a step back from movie making. Yep. After he completes the shooting of his latest film, Wasp 22 in Paris, which will be his last, Allen will begin writing the first of several novels near the kiddie pool. Lady Gaga broke down in tears after she cut short her performance in Miami due to dangerous lightning conditions. She said, quote, "We really tried to finish the show, but we couldn't because even when the rain stopped, there was lightning that was striking so close to us." Unquote. It was the last stop on her Chromatica Ball Stadium tour. But we're sure she'll be back. Snoop Dogg announced his High Hopes concert will happen at Toyota Arena in Ontario, California on November 19th and will feature Ice Cube, Method Man, Cypress Hill, Redman, Xzibit, Warren G, and the Dog Pound. Tickets range from $49 to $300 and are available through Ticketmaster. Expectations for the festival are high, man. Jackass star Bam Margera is reportedly back in court-ordered rehab after he was spotted at a Florida bar earlier this month following multiple escapes. His latest stint doesn't require him to stay at an inpatient facility due to his various fleeing attempts. Evidently, they're going to try an outpatient approach and pray for different results. Good luck, Jackass.
Idiot of the Week.
Lil Baby caused a riot during Vancouver's Breakout Festival after the headlining rapper was nowhere to be found on stage or anywhere at the venue. Video shows fans destroying sections of the PNE amphitheater after learning Baby had canceled his set last minute. He blamed his body giving out for the cancellation. Lil Idiot. Imagine Dragons frontman Dan Reynolds announced that he and his wife, Asia Volkman, have separated after more than 10 years of marriage. The former couple share four children. Reynolds and Volkman married in 2011 and split up in 2018, but reconciled and even wrote a song together, Bad Liar. Or was that the reason for the breakup? Bad Liar. Rapper PNB Rock was shot and killed while eating at a Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles in South LA. His family tried to block an autopsy from being done and wanted the body released so he could have a proper Muslim burial. The request was denied due to the criminal investigation going on, and police had to be called to the medical examiner's office. Who knew chicken and waffles were so dangerous? Toy Story could be getting a new sequel because of a mysterious breakfast date with the stars of the original movie, Tom Hanks and Tim Allen. They were spotted eating at the Lux Sunset Boulevard Hotel on the Sunset Strip. They were both wearing shades and sitting away from everyone. Hanks was the voice of Woody, and Allen voiced Buzz Lightyear in the 1995 flick. Ooh, new toys! A new leak composed of dozens of videos shows in-development footage of Rockstar's upcoming Grand Theft Auto 6. The user, Teapot Uber Hacker, posted a zip file to GTA forums writing, "Here are 90 clips from GTA 6. It's possible I could leak more data soon." Teapot Uber Hacker really needs to move out of his mom's basement.
The Trash Bin.
Ludacris's manager, Chaka Zulu, has been booked for murder after a fatal triple shooting in Atlanta. Zulu has maintained the incident was justified and turned himself in at the Fulton County Jail. In addition to the murder charge, he was booked for aggravated assault, simple battery, and possession of a firearm during the commission of a crime. Young Thug said, "It can happen."
The news wrap-up.
A Twitter whistleblower cited major security flaws with its software during congressional testimony. China is testing a magnet-powered floating car that goes up to 143 miles per hour. Meta shares plunged 14%, falling close to their pandemic low. Chipotle has introduced the new garlic guajillo steak exclusively in the metaverse. Oh, good. That means you don't actually have to taste it.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
It's Don't Worry, Darling, starring Harry Styles.
The number one album.
Blackpink knocks Bad Bunny out of the top spot with Born Pink.
The number one app.
It's still Player Unknown's Battlegrounds.
The number one book.
Where the Crawdads Sing by Delia Owens is back on top of the fiction chart.
AJR is an indie pop trio made up of three brothers, Adam, Jack, and Ryan, which is where their name comes from, AJR. They started out with Jack playing the harmonica, Ryan playing the piano, and Adam playing the bass. Since those early days, one thing hasn't changed. The band writes, produces, and mixes their music in the living room of their apartment in New York City. Their musical style has been described as eclectic, combining elements of pop, doo-wop, electronic, and dubstep. Check out the music video for their new song. It's lo-fi and funny. The track has quickly become a huge audience favorite in concert, and we love it too. Here's AJR with the song of the week, World's Smallest Violin.
My grandpa fought in World War II, and he was such a noble dude. Man, I feel like such a fool. I got so much left to prove. All my friends are vaping friends. They're so good at making friends. I'm so scared of caving in. Is that entertaining yet?
Oh my God,
that's so insane.
Oh my God,
that's such a shame. Next to them, my shit don't feel so great. But I can't help myself from feeling bad. I kinda feel like two things can be said. The world's smallest violin really needs an audience. So if I do not find somebody soon,
that's right,
I'll blow up into smithereens and spill my tiny symphony. Just let me play my violin for you. The world's smallest violin really needs an audience. So if I
That was AJR with the Song of the Week, world's smallest violin. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LA Spins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.